Sheni. And the pasuk continues with the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. Although they were already counted in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, that counting was in the second year that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. All those people had already died because of the Gezerah that came about through the Avera of the Meraglim. And these people who were being counted now in the 40th year were their children. And the pasuk says, Reuven Bechor Yisrael, Reuven, the Bechor of Yaakov, Bnei Reuven, the children of Reuven were Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi, for Chanoich, the family of HaChanoichi, Lefalu Mishpachas HaPalui, for Palu, the family of HaPalui, Lechetroin Mishpachas HaChetroini, for Chetroin, the family of HaChetroini, Lecharmi Mishpachas HaKarmi, and for Karmi, the family of HaKarmi. Elam Mishpachos HaRuveni, these are the families of Shevet Reuven, Vayu Fukudehem, and their counted ones were Shloshim Va'arboim Elef, Ushva Meos Ushloshim, 43,730. And although their number in Parshas Bamidbar was 46,500, their number now was 2,770 less than before. The Ayin B'Sefer Emes LiYaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who discusses the Diyak, why over here by this counting, the numbers were rounded off to the nearest 30. Like we see over here that the number was 43,730. However, in Parshas Bamidbar, it was rounded off to the nearest 50. Like we see over there that God's number was 45,650. Why over there was it rounded off to 50 and here 30? We must also understand a few more diyukim concerning the Shevet of Reuven. We find by Shevet Reuven that it does not say the word L'mishpachosam like it says by the other Shvatim. If you look in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says B'nei Shimon L'mishpachosam. If you look in Pasuk Tesvav, it says B'nei God L'mishpachosam. And so too by all the other Shvatim, it says L'mishpachosam. However, by Shevet Reuven, it does not say the words L'mishpachosam. We also must understand why by Shevet Reuven, Shimon and Zvulun, we find a different Lashon. By Reuven it says Eile Mishpachos HaReuveni, by Shimon it says Eile Mishpachos HaShimoni, and by Zvulun it says Eile Mishpachos HaZvuloni. However, by the other Shvatim, it does not use such a Lashon. For example, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says Eile Mishpachos B'nei God, and also by Yisachar, in Pasuk Chof Hei, it says Eile Mishpachos Yisachar. It does not say a Lashon like it says over here, Eile Mishpachos HaReuveni, HaShimoni, and HaZvuloni. We have to know why these three Shvatim are different. Concerning the question why each family has a Hey in the beginning and a Yud at the end, HaChanoichi, HaPalui, etc., we will see soon in Rashi a beautiful pshat. The Panim Yafos asks, why specifically by this counting do we find all the names of the families of each Shevet? For Shevet Reuven, the families of Chanoich, Palu, Chetzroin, and Karmi, and so too by all the other Shvatim. Why do we see the families mentioned over here, as opposed to by the first counting in Parshas Bamidbar, where there it just mentions the names of the Shvatim and it does not mention the names of the families? And the Panim Yafos answers, because the first counting took place in the second year when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. At that point, the Mishkan had already been erected and Klal Yisrael were camping around the Mishkan. So it was quite easy for Moshe to count the Bnei Yisrael because they all lived pretty close to each other surrounding the Mishkan. However, by this counting in the 40th year, this took place after Klal Yisrael captured the lands of Sichon Va'og. So Klal Yisrael were now spread out over a large span of land, the lands of Sichon Va'og, and it was very difficult for Moshe to gather together the numbers of all of the Bnei Yisrael. He therefore asked the heads of each family to come and tell him how many people were in their family. And that is why over here specifically, the families are mentioned. And the pasuk continues, after telling us that the second son of Reuven was Palu, the pasuk says, Ubnei Palu Eliyav, and the son of Palu was Eliyav. And although Palu only had one son, so why does it say Ubnei and the sons of Palu is Eliyav? The Mefarshim explained that so is the way of the Psukim to say Uvenei and the children, even though it is only referring to one son. Just like we find the Pasuk says Ubenei Don Chushim, and the sons of Don was Chushim. Don only had one son Chushim, and still it says Ubenei Don. And the Pasuk continues, Uvenei Eliyav, and the children of Eliyav were Nemuel, Dasan, and Aviram. Nemuel, Dasan, and Aviram. Who Dasan va'Aviram? These are the same Dasan va'Aviram, Kiriyei Ha'eda, the ones who were called for the important gatherings of the assembly, the important people of Klal Yisrael, Asher Hitzu al Moshe v'al Aharon, the ones who incited Klal Yisrael against Moshe and Aharon, Ba'adat Korach, by the assembly of Korach, Behatzosom al Hashem, Dosan and Aviram, who incited Klal Yisrael against Hashem. And the Shari Aharon explains that the reason why the Pasuk has to repeat again that these were the same Dosan v'Aviram who were the instigators by the Adas Korach is to tell you that Dosan and Aviram were greater instigators than Korach himself. If not for Dosan and Aviram, maybe the whole argument of Korach would have diffused by itself. However, it was only because of them that there was such a great machlokes, and that's why the Pasuk repeats over here, these were the same Dosan v'Aviram, the ones who were the main instigators to cause Klal Yisrael to fight against Moshe and Aharon, and to cause Klal Yisrael to fight against Hashem. Vatiftach ha'oretz es piho, and the earth opened its mouth, vativla oisam, and swallowed them, referring to Dosan and Aviram, ve'es korach and korach, b'mois ha'edo, when the assembly died, ba'achoyl ho'esh es chamishim u'masayim ish, when the fire consumed the 250 people, makrivi ha'ketores, the ones who were makriv the ketores, and they became a sign, they became a remembrance for the rest of Klal Yisrael to see what happens to somebody who complains and fights with the kahuna. We mentioned earlier in Parshas Korach, the Machloikis and Masechta Sanhedrin, what exactly happened to Korach. According to one man, the Omar, Korach lo min ha'strufim v'lo min ha'bluim. Korach was not burnt, nor was he swallowed into the ground, but rather he died by the plague which occurred in Parshas Korach, where 14,700 people died, and Korach died together with them. However, there is another man d'Omar who says that Korach was both burnt and swallowed. And both of these shittas learn the pasuk differently. According to the man d'Omar who says that Korach was not swallowed, nor was he burnt, he will learn the pasuk like this: Vativla oisam, and the earth swallowed them, referring to Dasan and Aviram. However, ve'es Korach b'moisa'eda, Korach died with the death of the assembly, which is referring to the death of the Magepha. And then the Pasuk says that the 250 people died with a fire consuming them. If you learn like the Manda Omar who says that Korach was both burned and also swallowed, then the Pasuk reads like this: Vativla oisam ve'es Korach, and the earth swallowed them, Dosan v'Aviram, and also Korach. However, there was a difference between the timing of when Dosan and Aviram died and the timing when Korach died, because Dosan and Aviram was swallowed on the first day. However, Korach was swallowed on the next day at the time of the Magepha. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ves Korach b'moisa'eda. Korach was swallowed not on that day, but rather on the next day, b'moisa'eda, at the time when the Eda died with the plague. Korach was swallowed at the time of the plague. Uvenei Korach, however, the children of Korach, lo mesu, they did not die. Although they were involved in this fight originally, hiru tshuva b'libam, they had thoughts of tshuva in their hearts, and therefore, when the earth opened up to swallow Korach v'adosai, they were also swallowed. However, they did not go too deep into the ground, and they eventually came out. And this is how it was possible that Shmuel was a descendant of the children of Korach, because although they were swallowed, they came out, and they had children, and Shmuel was a descendant of those children. Zok Rashi Posuke, Mishpachas Hachanoichi. Rashi is bothered why by each and every family there is a hey at the beginning and a yud at the end. Since the nations of the world were humiliating Klal Yisrael, and they would say, Ma elu misyachsim al shivtehem. Why are these people, Klal Yisrael, tracing their ancestry to their shvatim? Svurim heim shloi sholtu hamitzriim b'imoiseihem. Do they really think that the Mitzriim were not mezane with their mothers? In begufam hayu moishlim kamachoyim b'nishoiseihem. If the Mitzriim ruled over their bodies, all the more so, they were definitely mezane with their wives. So how can they trace their ancestry to say that they are from this and this shevet, if in actuality, they are really the children of the Mitzriim? Lefikach hitel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmoy aleihem. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his name on them. He placed the name Ka on them. Hey mitzazeh, v'yud mitzazeh, a hey in the beginning and a yud at the end. Loimar, this meant to say, Meir ani aleihem shehem b'nei avoisehem. I am testifying concerning them that they are the children of their fathers and not the children of the Mitzriim. V'zehu shemafurish al yidei David. And this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shiftei Ko Edus LiYisrael, Hashem Azeh, this name of Ko, Meir Aleihem, is testifying concerning them, L'Shifteihem, that they are the children of these Shvatim. Ko Edus LiYisrael, the name Ko is testifying about Klai Yisrael, Shiftei, that they are from these Shvatim. L'Fikach, therefore, Bekulam Ksiv, HaChanoichi, HaPalui, it says a hey in the beginning and a yud at the end, Chanoich becomes HaChanoichi, Palu becomes HaPalui. Avol b'Yimno, but by the family Yimno. In Pasuk Mem Dalid, L'Hutzrach Loimar Mishpachas HaYimni. Over there, it was not necessary to say Mishpachas HaYimni. L'Fisha Hashem Kavua Boy, because the actual name already has in it Yud B'Roish V'Hei B'Soif, a yud in the beginning and a hey at the end. The name Yimna already has a yud in the beginning and a hey at the end. Therefore, there is no reason to change that name to HaYimni. And the Mefarshim ask, why did the nations of the world first accuse the Bnei Yisrael of Znus at this point by the counting of the 40th year in the Midbar? This accusation should have been made many years earlier when the Bnei Yisrael were counted for the first time, the counting in Parshas Kisisa, which took place in the first year that they were in the Midbar. Why were the nations of the world first accusing them now? And the Kli Yakar and the Panim Yafos answer that the nations of the world would have never accused Klal Yisrael of transgressing the terrible Avera of Znus were it not for the episode that happened in Shittim where the Bnei Yisrael were Mezaneh with the Bnei Smayav. It was only after the nations of the world saw this Avera that they said, just like the men were Mezaneh over here in Shittim, so too the women were probably Mezaneh in Mitzrayim. And it is for this reason that the nations of the world accuse Klal Yisrael now in the 40th year. Rashi just said that the name Ko, the name of Hashem, Yud-Keh, surrounds the names of the families as a testimony that the women in Mitzrayim were not Mezaneh. And the Mefarshim asked, why did Hashem specifically use the name Ko more than any other of his names? And secondly, why is the name Ko used backwards? Because the hay is placed in front of the name of the family and a yud at the end. Shouldn't it be the other way, the yud in the front and the hay at the end? This way, ka would be spelled correctly. And the Maskil of David answers that we know in the Hebrew language, ish means a man and isha means a woman. They both have the letters aleph and shin in their name. What differentiates between them is that isha has a hay and ish has a yud. So therefore, the hay of the isha and the yud of the ish, when you put that together, you get the name Ka. So the name Ka actually represents the unity of husband and wife. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to testify that the women were not Mezaneh, but rather they stuck to their husbands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his name Ka to represent this testimony. And the Mefarshim take this a step further to explain why the hay was placed in the beginning and the yud at the end. And they say, since the yud represents the men who were Mezaneh in Shittim, and were the cause for the accusations of the nations, they are placed at the end of the names. However, the letter He, which represents the women, is placed in the beginning of the name, because the women were not Mezaneh in Mitzrayim. Zakrashi Asher Hitzu, Dosan and Aviram incited, Es Yisrael al Moshe, they incited Klal Yisrael against Moshe, the Hatzoisom, when they incited Es Ha'om al Hashem, the nation against Hashem. Hitzu means, Hisiu Es Yisrael, they led Klal Yisrael, Loriv al Moshe, to fight with Moshe. Loshen Hefilu, the word Hitzu is a Loshen Hefilu, which means they caused others to act. In what way did they cause others to act? By inciting Klal Yisrael to fight with Moshe and with Hashem. And in Sefer Hoyel Moshe, he is Medayik in Rashi. Why in Rashi Divra Amaschel Asher Hitzu is the name Yisrael used to describe Klal Yisrael? However, in Rashi Divra Amaschel Behatzoisom, the name is used. And the answer is, because in the first Rashi is telling us that Dosan and Aviram caused the Bnei Yisrael to fight against Moshe. When they are fighting against Moshe, the sin is not as severe, and therefore they can still be called by the name Yisrael. However, the second Rashi is talking about Behatzosom al Hashem, when they caused Klal Yisrael to fight against Hashem. That is a more severe Avera, and therefore Rashi uses the less respectful title, the title of which means the nation. Zakrashi vayu l'neis, and they were for a sign, la'ois u'lezikaron, as a sign and a remembrance, Like the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudayin, Leman Asher Lo Yikrav Ish Zor, in order that any non-kohen should not come lachloik oid al kahuna, to argue again on the kahuna. Zok Rashi, Uvenei Korach Lo Mesu, and the children of Korach did not die. Heim Hoyu Be'etz Tchila. Originally, they were in the plan to fight against the kahuna. Uveshas Hamachloikis. However, at the time of the dispute, Hirharu Tshuva Belibam, they had thoughts of repentance in their hearts. Lefikach nitzbatu lahem mokem gavoya begehenim. Therefore, Hashem fortified for them a higher place in Gehenim, which means a higher place in the pit in the ground. V'yeshvu sham, and they settled over there, and eventually they came out. And the pasuk continues with the count of Shevet Shimon, and really all the children of the Shvatim are already mentioned in Parshas Vayigash, and now are repeated here by the count of the Shvatim. However, we find some families that were mentioned in Vayigash that are not mentioned here, and some families whose names have been altered. Rashi points out some of these differences. And the pasuk says, B'nei Shimon, the children of Shimon, l'mishpechosam, according to their families. L'Nemuel, mishpachas Hanemueli. For Nemuel, the family of Hanemueli. And if you look in Parshas Vayigash, Nemuel is called Yimuel. L'yomin mishpachas Hayomini, l'yochin mishpachas Hayochini. L'zerach mishpachas Hazarchi. And if you look in Parshas Vayigash, over there it does not say Zerach, but rather it says Tzoychar. However, since Zerach means to shine, and Tzoychar is similar to the word Tzoychar, which means a light, so the two names are really similar. Zerach is Tzoychar. L'Shaul mishpachas HaShauli, and Shaul for the family of HaShauli. Eile mishpachos HaShemoini, these are the families of Shimon, Shnayim ve'esrim elef umasayim, for a total of 22,200. And although Shevet Shimon totaled 59,300 in the counting of Parshas Bamidbar, and over here they are 37,100 less, this is because by the Magefa that took place because of the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, 24,000 people died, and the Mefarshim explained that all these 24,000 people died from Shevet Shimon. That is why Shevet Shimon was so much smaller by this second count. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, L'Zerach, Hu Tzoychar. Zerach is Tzoychar mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. And Tzoychar is Lashon Tzoychar. It means a light. So too, Zerach means to shine. So Zerach and Tzoychar can be interchangeable, and they are the same person. Avol Mishpachas Oihad, however the family of Oihad, Batla, ceased to exist. Because if you look in Parshas Vayigash, you will see that one of the sons of Shimon is Oihad, and Oihad is not mentioned over here. Therefore Rashi says, Batla, this family ceased to exist. V'chein Chomesh Mishevet Binyamin, and so too five of the children of Binyamin, Shehari Bar Sora Bonim Yorod L'Mitzrayim. Because if you look in Parshas Vayigash, you see that Binyamin came down to Mitzrayim with 10 sons, V'kan Lo Imona El Chamisha. Over here the pasuk will only mention further on five children, V'chein Etzpoin L'God. And also we find in Parshas Vayigash the name Etzpoin listed as one of the children of God. And over here Etzpoin is not mentioned, Hare Sheva Mishpachos. So we have a total of seven missing families, Oihad, five from Shevet Binyamin, and Etzpoin from Shevet Gad. Umatzasi b'Gemara Yushalmis, and I have found in a Gemara Yushalmis, Shekishemes Aaron, when Aaron died, Nistalku Anani HaKovid. The Anani HaKovid went away. Ubo HaKnanim Lilachim B'Yisrael. And the Knanim, which were really the Amalekim that spoke like Knanim, came to attack Klal Yisrael. The Nosnu Lev Lachso L'Mitzrayim. And because of this attack, a fear entered the hearts of Klal Yisrael, and they wanted to return to Mitzrayim. V'chozru la'achareihem ches masois. And they went backwards 8 journeys. Mehor hahor l'maisera. From Hor hahor, where Amalek attacked, all the way back 8 journeys to Maisera. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Uvenei Yisrael nosu mi be'eros b'nei Yaakon Maisera. And Klal Yisrael traveled from Be'eros b'nei Yaakon to Maisera. Shom mesa haron. Over there in Maisera, Aaron died. And Rashi asks, V'haloi b'hor hahor meis. Didn't Aharon die in Hor Hahor? How can we say he died in Maisera? Umi Maisera ad Hor Hahor, Shmoina Masois, Yesh L'Mafreya. From Maisera till Hor Hahor, there are 8 journeys going backwards. Elo, only Shechazru L'Acharehem, it must be that they went backwards after they saw the attack of Amalek. And they went back from Hor Hahor all the way back 8 journeys to Maisera, where over there Mesa Haran, which means over there they eulogized and mourned the Haran once again, because they realized that all this happened because of the death of Aharon. Because Aharon died, they lost the Anani HaKavod, and that was the reason why Amalek attacked, and for that reason, they went back these 8 Masois. V'rodfu b'nei Levi achareihem, and the children of Levi ran after them, lachzirom, to bring them back. V'horgu mehem sheva mishpachos, and the b'nei Levi killed from Klal Yisrael 7 mishpachos, these 7 mishpachos, the family of Ohad, 5 from Binyamin, and Etzbon from Gad. Umi bnei Levi naflu 4 mishpachos, and the rest of Klal Yisrael killed from Shevet Levi 4 families. Mishpacha Shimi, the family of Shimi, v'Ozieli, the family of Uziel. Umi bnei Yitzor lo nimnu kan elo mishpachas Akarchi. We will see further on in the parsha that from the family of Yitzor, the only one that was mentioned was the family of Korach, even though Yitzor had 3 children, Korach, Nefeg, and Zichri. So we can also count that the bnei Yitzor, the family of Yitzor, was also lost, since 2 of the 3 families were gone. V'haravias lo yadati mahi, and the 4th family of Levi, I do not know which family that is. So in short, Rashi is telling us that the reason why these 7 families, Ohad, 5 from Binyamin, and Etzbon, are not mentioned here, even though they were mentioned in Parshas Vayigash, it is because they were killed in the war against Levi. And Shevet Levi also lost 4 families, 3 families which Rashi was able to identify. However, the 4th family, he said, lo yodati mahi. And Rashi continues, V'Rabbi Tanchuma Darash, and Rabbi Tanchuma darshins differently, Shemesu b'magefa b'dvar bilom. These 7 families died because of the magefa, the plague that happened because they worshipped Pa'or through the advice of Bilom. Avalafi ha'chisorin shechosu mishevet Shimon b'minyin zeh. However, because of the reduced number that was lacking in Shevet Shimon by this count, Miminyan Harishon Sheba Midbar Sinai, compared to the first count in Midbar Sinai, Nira it appears, Shekol Choftal Elef, that all 24,000 people that died, Mishiftei Shel Shimon, was from Shevet Shimon. So Rashi is arguing on Rabbi Tanchuma. He says it cannot be that the Magefa killed all 7 of these families, because the Magefa seemed to have killed only Shevet Shimon. And therefore, the pshat must be like the Gemara Yushalmis that says that these 7 families died in the war against Shevet Levi. I would just like to mention that Rashi over here says that Klal Yisrael went back 8 masois, 8 journeys, after they were attacked by Amalek. However, Rashi in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chof Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, says that they went back 7 masois, 7 journeys. V'ayin b'mefarshei Rashi, who answered this question. And the pasuk continues with the family of Gad. B'nei Gad, the children of Gad, l'mishpachosam, according to their families. L'tzifoin, mishpachas ha-tzifoini. For Tzifoin, the family of ha-tzifoini. And if you look in Parshas Vayigash, there is no name Tzifoin, but rather Tzifyoin. So Tzifyoin and Tzifoin are the same. L'chagi, mishpachas ha-chagi. L'shuni, mishpachas ha-shuni. L'ozni, mishpachas ha-ozni. In Parshas Vayigash, there is no name Ozni. And also, there is no name over here, Etzbon, which is mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. Therefore, Rashi tells us that Etzbon is Ozni. La'eri mishpachas ha'eri. La'aroid mishpachas ha'aroidi. La'areli mishpachas ha'areli. Ela mishpachos b'nei God. These are the families of the children of God, lefkudehem, according to their counted ones, arboim elef v'chamesh meos. A total of 40,500. And earlier in Parshas Bamidbar, their total was 45,650. So they were 5,150 less than they were earlier in Parshas Bamidbar. Zok Rashi Posuk Tezayim LeOzni Omer Ani Shezu Mishpachas Etzbon. That this name Ozni is really Etzbon from Parshas Vayigash. Ve'eni yodea lomo lo nikras mishpachtoi al shemoi. I do not know why the family of Etzbon is not known by its own name, but rather by the name Ozni in this parsha. And the Shulah explains the connection between Etzbon and Ozni. Etzbon is similar to Etzba, which means a finger. Ozni is similar to the word Oizen, which means an ear. Chazal tell us that the reason why a finger was created was in order to place one's finger inside his ear, in order that he should not hear Dvarim Asurim, things that he is not allowed to hear. Therefore, according to the Shulah, we understand very well the connection between the name Etzbon and the name Ozni. And the Mefarshe Rashi asks that this Rashi seems to be a contradiction to what Rashi said earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rashi earlier said that one of the families that were lost was Etzboin from Shevet Gad. However, over here Rashi tells us that Etzboin is not lost. Rather, Etzboin is Uzni. How do these two Rashis fit with each other? And the Nachlas Yaakov answers that these two Rashis are not a stira. Rashi over here is going according to his Shita that he will mention later on, that the only time a family can be considered a family is only if they were already a family at the time when they went down from Canaan to Mitzrayim. However, any family that was put together later on would not be considered a family to be counted as the families of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, according to the Shita, Rashi is bothered by Pasuk Tezayin. How can we say La'ozni, Mishpachas Ha'ozni, if Ozni was not mentioned in Parshas Vayigash, which means that they were not a family going down from Canaan to Mitzrayim? So how can they be counted as a family over here? Therefore Rashi says, no, Ozni is not a new family, but rather this is Etzboin that was mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. And really, there are no new families mentioned here. Ozni, which at first glance seemed to look like a new family, is really the family of Etzboin. And according to this Rashi, there were only six families that were lost in the war against Levi, Oihad and five from Binyamin. However, Etzboin was not lost because they are counted over here as Ozni. Rashi earlier was going according to the Shita of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds that even a family that came together later on may be considered a family. Therefore, the Yushalmi is not bothered that Ozni is counted over here even though it was not mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. And that's why he says, what happened to the family of Etzboin that was mentioned in Vayigash and was not mentioned over here? They were killed by the war against Shevet Levi. So according to the Yushalmi, we have seven mishpachos. However, according to Rashi, we only have six mishpachos that were killed. And the pasuk continues with Shevet Yehuda. B'nei Yehuda, the children of Yehuda, were Er v'Oinon, Er and Oinon, Vayomos Er v'Oinon be'eretz Canaan. And Er and Oinon died in the land of Canaan, like the pasuk told us already in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayu v'nei Yehuda l'mishpachosam, and the children of Yehuda were, according to their families, l'sheila mishpachas ha-sheilani. Sheila was the only remaining son that Yehuda had from his wife Bat Shua, because Er and Oinon died, and the remaining son was Sheila. L'peretz mishpachas ha-parti, l'zerach mishpachas ha-zarchi. Peretz and Zarach were the children of Yehuda from his daughter-in-law Tamar. Vayu v'nei Peretz, and the children of Peretz were L'chetzroin mishpachas ha-chetzroini, L'chomul mishpachas hechamuli. So Chetzroin and Chomul were the grandchildren of Yehuda, and they also were counted as separate mishpachos. Eile, these are mishpachos Yehuda, the families of Yehuda, lifkudehem, according to their counted ones, shisha v'shivim elef ha-chamesh meos, 76,500. And Yehuda increased 1,900 from the count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues with Shevet Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar, the children of Yisachar, l'mishpachosam, according to their families. Toila mishpachas ha-toilo'i, lefuva mishpachas ha-puni. And the Baal HaTurim asks that the pasuk should have said lepuva mishpachas ha-puvi. Why does it say ha-puni? The Baal HaTurim answers, because the word puni comes from the word poine, to turn. And since kol Yisrael poinim elav lilmoy mitarasai, everybody turned to puva to learn Torah, therefore, Puva was known as Puni. L'Yoshov Mishpachas HaYoshuvi and L'Shimroin Mishpachas HaShimroini. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, you will not find any son of Yisachar with the name Yoshov. You will only find the name Yoiv. So Yoiv is really Yoshov. Why was a Shin added to his name? The Das Akenim Mibali HaToisvis and also the Chizkuni both answer that when the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, Yoiv became aware that the Egyptians had an Avodah Zarah called by the name Yoiv. He complained about this to his father Yisachar, and as an appeasement, Yisachar gave him a shin from his own name, which changed Yoiv's name to Yashuv. There are varying customs whether to read the name Yisachar with a double shin, Yisachar, or with one shin, Yisachar. Some read it with a double shin until Yashuv's name is mentioned in this parsha. And from this point and on, they pronounce Yisachar's name with one shin, since it was at this point that Yisachar gave his shin away to his son Yoiv. However, the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Vayetze says that the first time Yisachar's name is written in the Torah, it should be pronounced with a double shin Yisachar, and after that, with one shin Yisachar. And the pasuk continues, Eilem bishpachos Yisachar, these are the families of Yisachar, lifkudehem, according to their accounted ones, arbo v'shishim elef u'shloish meos, 64,300. And this was an increase of 9,900 from their count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues with Shevet Zevulun, B'nei Zevulun, the children of Zevulun, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, L'sered, mishpachas ha-sardi, l'eloin, mishpachas ha-eloini, l'yach le'el, mishpachas ha-yach le'eli. Eile, mishpachas ha-zvuloini, l'fkudehem. These are the families of Zevulun, according to their counted ones, shishim elef v'chamesh me'os, 60,500. And this was an increase of 3,100 from their counting in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues, B'nei Yosef, the children of Yosef, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, Menashe v'Ephraim were Menashe and Ephraim. And the Mefarshim ask, why by the count in Parshas Bamidbar is Ephraim listed first? And over here, Menashe is listed before Ephraim. Chizkuni answers, because over there in Parshas Bamidbar, Ephraim's population was larger than Menashe. Therefore, Ephraim was listed over there first. However, over here by this count, Menashe's population was larger, and that is why Menashe was listed first over here. Chizkuni offers a second teret, and he says because in Parshas Bamidbar, the count over there was written next to the Parsha of the Degolim, the way Klal Yisrael camped around the Mishkan. And since when it came to the Degolim, Ephraim was before Menashe, because Degel Machane Ephraim consisted of Ephraim first, then Menashe, then Binyamin, so by the count in Parshas Bamidbar, it says Ephraim first. However, over here by this count, which was a count to know how many people were receiving a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, Menashe was placed first, since he received the chelek before Ephraim, as we will see further that half of Shevet Menashe took land on the east side of the Yarden in the land of Sichon ve'Og. And the pasuk says, B'nei Menashe, the children of Menashe were Lemochir Mishpachas HaMochiri, Umochir Hoylid as Gilad, and Mochir had a son by the name of Gilad, LeGilad Mishpachas HaGiladi, and Gilad, the family of HaGiladi. And although the father Mochir had his own family by the name of HaMochiri, so why is his son Gilad counted as a separate family, the family of HaGiladi? Rashi tells us that Mochir had many children, and all these other children went under his family name, the name of HaMochiri. However, when we find a family that was very large and very prominent by themselves, the Torah separates this family and calls them by the name of a separate family for themselves, just like Gilad was broken off from the rest of the family of Machir. And we will find this numerous times in the upcoming Psukim, where the father will have one Mishpacha and some of his children will break off to a separate Mishpacha. And the reason being that they were very prominent or very large, and therefore they are counted as separate families. And the pasuk continues, Eile b'nei Gilad, these are the children of Gilad, Yezer, Mishpachas ha-Yezri, Lechelek, Mishpachas ha-Chelki, V'Asriel, Mishpachas ha-Asrieli, V'Shechem, Mishpachas ha-Shichmi, U'Shmido, Mishpachas ha-Shmidoi, V'Chefer, Mishpachas ha-Chefri. So we see over here again, that not only did Gilad separate from his father's family, Machir, so too did his children separate from his family name, Gilad, and they created new families of Yezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shechem, Shmido, and Chefer. And the pasuk continues, with Slavchad ben Chefer, and Slavchad, the son of Chefer, loy hayu loy bonim, he did not have any sons, ki im bonois, only daughters. V'shem benoi Slavchad, and the names of the daughters of Slavchad were Machlo, Venoya, Choglo, Milka, and Tirzo. And although women were not counted in the countings of the Bnei Yisrael, so why are the Bnei Slavchad mentioned over here? The Mefarshim explain, since the purpose of this count was to know how many people were receiving a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and the Bnei Slavchad also received a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they did not have any brothers, like we will see further on in the Parsha, therefore the Torah mentions the Bnei Slavchad since they too received a chelik. Eile mishpachos Menashe, these are the families of Menashe, ufkudeyem, and their counted ones were shnayim v'chamishim elef u'shva meos, 52,700. And their population increased 20,500 over the first count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues, Eile b'nei Ephraim, these are the sons of Ephraim, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, l'shuselach, mishpachas hashusalchi, Levecher Mishpachas HaBachri, Lesachan Mishpachas HaTachani. The Eile B'nei Shusalach, and these are the sons of Shusalach, Le'eron Mishpachas HaEroni. for Aaron, the family of Ha'aroni. So we see over here again that although Shuselah was a separate family, his son Aaron had his own family, his own mishpacha. Eilem mishpachos b'nei Ephraim. These are the families of the children of Ephraim, lefkudeyem, according to their accounted ones. Shnayim u'shloshim elef v'chamesh meos, 32,500. And Ephraim went down in his population 8,000 from the count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues, B'nei Binyamin, the children of Binyamin, L'mishpachosam, according to their families, L'vela, Mishpachas Habali, La'ashpel, Mishpachas Ho'ashpeli, La'achiram, Mishpachas Ho'achirami. And Rashi tells us that although we do not find the name Achiram in Parshas Vayigash, we only find the name Ochi. Ochi is Achiram, because Binyamin named his children after Yosef. So he named one of his children Ochi. He is my brother. Therefore, Achiram is the same person, because Achiram means Ochi, my brother, Ram, who is greater than me. Lishfufam Mishpachas Hashufami. Here too, Rashi tells us that in Parshas Vayigash, we do not find the name Shfufam by the children of Binyamin, but rather Mupim is Shfufam. And the reason why he is called Shfufam is, like we said earlier, that Binyamin named his children after Yosef, and Shfufam means Sheshofov Beno Umais, Yosef was exiled among the nations. L'chufam Mishpachas Hachufami, and Chufam from the family of Hachufami. So now we can understand what Rashi meant earlier, that 5 of the 10 mishpachos of Binyamin were killed in the war against Levi. Because if you count over here the children of Binyamin listed, we only see 5. Bela, Ashpel, Achiram, Shefufam, and Chufam. Only 5 out of the 10, because the other 5 were killed in the war. Vayu b'nei Bela, and the children of Bela were Ard v'Namon, Ard and Namon. Ard and Namon were the grandchildren of Binyamin. And they formed Mishpachas Ha'ardi. Ard became the family of Ha'ardi, and Lena'amon Mishpachas Hanami. Na'amon became the family of Hana'ami. Ela b'nei Binyamin, these are the children of Binyamin, l'mishpachosam, according to their families. Ufukudehem, and their counted ones were Chamisha v'arboim elef v'sheish meos, 45,600. And really, this number is an amazing number, because although, like we mentioned earlier, 5 families from Binyamin were killed, still, they managed to increase in population by 10,200 over their count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues, Eile b'nei Don, these are the children of Don, l'mishpachosam, according to their families. L'shucham, mishpachas hashuchami, Eile, mishpachos Don, l'mishpachosam, these are the families of Don, according to their families. And Rashi tells us that Shucham is really Chushim, the son of Don. And just like we find by the word sheep in Lashon HaKodesh, the Torah sometimes says keves and sometimes kesef, and also the word salma can sometimes be simla. So too, the Torah calls chushim by the name shucham. Kol mishpachos hashuchami lefkudeyem, all the families of shuchami, according to their counted ones, abor v'shishim elef v'arba meos, 64,400. And Dan increased by 1,700 over their count in Parshas Bamidbar. And this is also an amazing number, because from one deaf son by the name of Chushim, Shevet Dan was able to become the second largest Shevet in Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, B'nei Asher, the children of Asher, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, l'yimna mishpachas hayimna. Over here we do not see any change in the name, although by all the other mishpachos, a hey is placed in the beginning and a yud at the end. Rashi earlier told us that since the name Yimna already has a yud in the beginning and a hey at the end, the Torah did not need to alter the name Yimna. L'yishvi mishpachas ha'yishvi, l'vriya mishpachas ha'beri'i. L'vnei v'riya, and the children of v'riya were l'chever mishpachas ha'chevri, l'malkiel mishpachas ha'malki'eli. So chever and malkiel were the grandchildren of Asher, and they too had their own mishpachos. V'shem bas Asher Sarach, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarach. And Rashi is bothered, why was Serach mentioned? The pasuk is only mentioning over here the people who received a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And since women do not receive a chelek, why would Serach be mentioned? And Rashi answers, because the Torah wants to tell us that Serach was still alive when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Although she was counted in Parshas Vayigash, Miyorde Mitzrayim, from the ones who went down to Mitzrayim, she was still living many, many years later when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, which means she lived at least 250 years. Because they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years and in the Midbar for 40 years. And because of her longevity, the Torah mentions her over here. And this is all based on the simple understanding in the Pasuk that Serach was the daughter of Asher. Like Targum Okulis says, Vishum Bas Asher Serach, the name of the daughter of Asher is Serach. However, the Ramban had a different girsa in Targum Okulis. His girsa was Vishum Bas Itas Asher Serach. The name of Asher's wife's daughter was Serach. In other words, Serach was not the daughter of Asher, but rather the daughter of Asher's wife. According to this pshat, the Ramban explains it is very good why Serach is mentioned over here. Because Serach's real father did not have any sons. Therefore, Serach was able to receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, just like the Benoi Slavchad. Because if there are no sons to receive the chelik of the father, then the daughters receive that chelik, that portion in Eretz Yisrael. And that is why Serach is mentioned over here, just like the Benoi Slavchad, because she did receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the Tur asks on the Ramban, who exactly was this father of Serach who did not have any sons? The 70 Nefashos that came down to Mitzrayim all had sons. So how can we say that Serach's father did not have any sons? The Mincha Belula answers that Serach's father was a son of one of the Shvatim. And he married Asher's wife before Asher married her, and had one daughter by the name of Serach, and then he died. And that's why we do not see him mentioned Miyordi Mitzrayim from the people who came down to Mitzrayim. According to this pshat, that Serach was not Asher's daughter, but rather Asher's wife's daughter, it is very good the lashon of the pasuk over here, Vishem Bas Asher Serach. Why does the pasuk say Vishem Bas Asher Serach, that the name of the daughter of Asher is Serach? It should have just said Ubas Asher Serach, and the daughter of Asher was Serach. Why the word Vishem? According to this pshat, it is very good, because she was not actually Asher's daughter, but rather Vishem Bas Asher. She was only known by name as the daughter of Asher, but in reality, she was not the daughter of Asher, but rather the daughter of Asher's wife. And also the lashon of the pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, when it says V'Serach Achoisom, Serach their sister, the pasuk does not say that Serach was the daughter of Asher, but rather Serach was the sister of Yimna, Yishvi, and Bria. Serach was called their sister because they shared the same mother. However, she was not the daughter of Asher, and that's why the pasuk does not say that she was the daughter of Asher, but rather their sister. And the pasuk continues, Eile mishpachos b'nei Asher, these are the families of the children of Asher, lifkudeihem, according to their counted ones, shloisha b'chamishim elef v'arba meos, 53,400. And the children of Asher increased by 11,900 over their count in Parshas Bamidbar. And the pasuk continues, B'nei Naphtali, the children of Naphtali, L'mishpachosam, according to their families, L'yachse'el mishpachas hayachse'eli, L'guni mishpachas haguni, L'yetzer mishpachas hayitzri, L'shilem mishpachas hashilemi. Eile mishpachos Naphtali, L'mishpachosam, these are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, Ufakudehem, and their counted ones were, Chamisha v'arboim elef v'arba meos, 45,400. And they decreased 8,000 from their count in Parshas Bamidbar. Eile pekudei b'nei Yisrael, these are the countings of the b'nei Yisrael, sheish meos elef va'olef sheva meos ushloishim, a total of 601,730. The total of Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar was 603,550, now their total was 601,730, 1,820 less than the first counted. Zokt Rashi Posuk Chav Dalet, Li Yashuv. Rashi is bothered that we do not find the name Yashuv in Parshas Vayigash as one of the sons of Yisachar. Zokt Rashi, He Yoiv. This is Yoiv who is mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. Ha'omer B'yor de Mitzrayim, who is mentioned among those who went down to Mitzrayim in Parshas Vayigash. Ki kol ha'mishpachos nikru'u, because all the families were called Al Shem Yor de Mitzrayim by the names of those who went down to Mitzrayim. But regarding those who were born from then and on, the families were not called by their names. And the pshat in that is that a family that existed already in the land of Canaan had a chashivus, an importance, and the name of that family remained. However, a family that popped up later on did not have that chashivus of being a family in the land of Canaan. They therefore are not counted as a separate family. And that is why Rashi was bothered when he saw the name Yashuv over here, which was not mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. because any new family cannot be considered a mishpacha. That is why he says it is not a new family, but rather Yashuv is really Yoiv, and it was a family in Eretz Canaan, because Yoiv was Miyarde Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues that this rule that we can only call a mishpacha, if it was already a mishpacha in the land of Canaan, chutz mi mishpachos Ephraim u'Menashe. The exception to this rule is the families of Ephraim and Menashe, because they are considered families even though they were not mishpachos in the land of Canaan. Shenoldu kulam b'Mitzrayim. The reason is because all of them were born in Mitzrayim. When part of a mishpacha was already a mishpacha in the land of Canaan, and another part became a mishpacha later on, in that situation, Rashi says, we do not look at the new families, but only the mishpachos that were already mishpachos in the land of Canaan. However, if you have a mishpacha where the entire mishpacha was born outside Eretz Canaan, they were all born in the land of Mitzrayim, so we are not differentiating between part of the mishpacha that was in Eretz Yisrael and another part that was not. Therefore, such a mishpacha could be counted as a mishpacha, because the entire mishpacha became a mishpacha outside Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rashi tells us that the families of Ephraim and Menashe are considered mishpachos, even though they were born in the land of Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, the Ard v'Namoin, and Ard and Namoin b'nei Bela ben Binyamin, the children of Bela, the son of Binyamin, that are mentioned in Pasuk Mem further on, they are counted as mishpachos, even though they were born in Mitzrayim. Matzasi b'yisoydish Ramosh HaDarshin, and I have found in Ramosh HaDarshin a reason for this. Sheyorda ima l'Mitzrayim kishehoysa mi'uberes mehem. Their mother went down to Mitzrayim when she was pregnant with them, and they were born in Mitzrayim. So although they were born in Mitzrayim, and a mishpacha that was born outside Canaan is not considered a mishpacha, however, since they were conceived in the land of Canaan, and they were only born in the land of Mitzrayim, therefore Rav Moshe HaDarshan says they could be counted as a mishpacha. And according to this pshat, we must say that Ard and Namoin were twins, because their mother conceived both of them together in the land of Canaan and gave birth to both of them in the land of Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues that it should not bother you that the grandchildren of the Shvatim were considered as separate mishpachos, because lekach nechtku l'mishpachos, Ard and Namoin, who were grandchildren of Binyamin, are considered as separate mishpachos kechetzron v'chomol shehoyu bnei banim liyehuda, just like Chetzron and Chomol were the grandchildren of Yehuda and were considered separate mishpachos. And so too, Chever and Malkiel, shehoyu bnei banim shel Asher, who were the grandchildren of Asher. Zakrashi, the imagadi, if this pshat from Rav Moshe HaDarshin that Ard and Naaman were conceived in Eretz Yisrael and that is why they were counted as a mishpacha is an accepted agada, then fine, harei toiv, I'm okay with it. V'imlav, however, if this is Rav Moshe HaDarshin's own pshat, Oymar ani, I will say my own pshat too. Shehoyu lebela bonim harbe. Bela had many children, umishnayim halolu, and from these two children, Ard v'Naaman, yotza mikol echad mishpacha rabba. Each one of them had a very, very large family. V'nikra'u toldoi shar habonim al shem Bela. And Bela's other children went under the mishpacha of Bela. V'toldois hashnayim halolu nikra'u al shemom. However, these two very large families, Ard v'Naaman, were called under their own name. So Rashi's teretz is, of course, only a mishpacha that was a mishpacha in the land of Canaan is considered a mishpacha. However, if that mishpacha had children who had very large mishpachos, they can break off into their own families, even though they are not part of the original mishpacha that was a mishpacha in the land of Canaan. And since Ard v'Naaman were very large, therefore they can be considered a separate family, separate from the family of Bela. Zakrashi v'chein ani oimer, and so I will say, b'vnei mochir, by the children of mochir mentioned in Pasuk Chavtes, shenechleku lebeiz mishpachos. They were divided into two families. Achas nikras al shemoy, one was called by the name of mochir, v'achas nikras al shem Gilad benoy, and the other one was called by the name of Gilad his son. Mochir had other children besides Gilad, and all those other children went under the name Mochir. However, since Gilad was such a large family, Gilad broke off and became a separate family. And Rashi continues with a drush from Rav Moshe HaDarshan, Hey Mishpachos Chasru Mibanoch Shel Binyamin. Five families were lost from the children of Binyamin, like we will see further in Pasuk Lamed Ches. Kanis Kaima Miksas Nevuas Imoy. Over here was fulfilled part of the nevuah of Rachel his mother, Shekarose ben Oini, who she called him ben Oini, which means ben Ani Nusi, the son of my sorrow. She called him the son of my sorrow because in the future he will lose five families. Uvepilegesh begiva niskay mukula. And by the story of Pilegesh begiva, where almost the whole shevet of Binyamin was destroyed, the whole nevuah was fulfilled. Zumatzasi biyisoidei shel Rav Moshe Hadarshan. This I found in Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Zot Rashi ve'ele b'nei Shuselach. And Rashi continues on the same theme as the previous Rashi. Shar b'nei Shuselach, the other children of Shuselach, Nikru'u toldoiseim al shem Shuselach. They were all called under the name, the family name of Shuselach. Umei Aaron, however, from Aaron, Yotza'o mishpacha rabo, a large family emerged. V'nikras al shemoi, and they were called on their own name, a separate family name of Aaron. V'nechshevu b'nei Shuselach l'shtei mishpachos. And it comes out that Shuselach was divided into two families. The family of Shuselach, in which most of the children of Shuselach fell under that family name, and then a separate family name of Aaron. Zok Rashi, Tzevach HaShoev, go out and calculate, v'timsa, and you will find, b'parsha zu, in this parsha, chamishim v'sheva mishpachos, 57 families, u'mibnei Levi shmoina, and add to that, 8 families from Levi, harei shishim v'chomesh, that comes out to a total of 65. V'zehu shenemar, and this is what it says in Sefer Devarim, ki atem hama'at, which means, hama'at means, hey ma'at, chamisha atem chaserim mimishpachos kol ha'amen. You are 5 less than the families of the nations, shehem shivim, which they are 70. And the pshat in the pasuk is, ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, ki atem hey ma'at mikol ha'amim. You are 5 less than all the nations. Other nations are 70, and you are 65. Afse hevanti miyisoidei shel Rav Moshe Hadarshan. This too I understood from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Ach, hutzrachti lifchois ulahisef bidvarav. However, I had to take away and also to add to his words in order to come out with this pshat. And the Maskil of David asks on Rashi, how can Rashi say over here that B'nai Levi had 8 families? Rashi earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel said that Levi lost 4 of those 8 families in their war against Klal Yisrael. So where do we get 8 families to Levi? Maskil of David answers that Rashi agrees that we can only count 4 of the 8 families of Levi. However, from the 4 that still existed, we can still add another 4, because we can take Moshe's 2 children, Gershon and Eliezer, and Aaron's 2 children, Elozar and Isamar, thus adding another 4 to the family of Levi, totaling 8 mishpachas. Zok Rashi la'achirom, hu achi sheyorad l'mitzrayim. Achirom is achi mentioned in Parashas Vayigash, who went down from Canaan to Mitzrayim. Ulefisha nikwa al shem Yosef, since Binyamin called his children after Yosef, Shaya Ochi v'rami menu, who was his brother, and higher than him, greater than him, nikra Achiram, therefore this son, Ochi, was also called Achiram. Achi, my brother, Ram, who was greater than me. Shifufam, who mupim? This is mupim in Parshas Vayigash. Al shem, Shahayu Yosef Shafu ben Umos. Over here he is called Shifufam, because Yosef was Shafov exiled between the nations, and therefore Binyamin called his son Shafufam. Zot Rashi l'Shucham, hu Chushim. Shucham is Chushim, the son of Dan. V'shem bas Osher Serach, and the name of the daughter of Osher was Serach. Why is she mentioned? L'fisha hoitza kayemes b'chayim, since she was still alive, monokan, she was counted here, although she will not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the people who were counted here were only the ones who were receiving a chelik. Serach is still mentioned because the Torah wanted to tell us that she was still alive.